Sarah Harding's our guest today. Let's bring her in. Let's bring in Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud. Here she is.
Woo! Morning.
Sarah Harding. Morning, love. You're right?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Nice.
How are you?
I'm just having a sing along, don't mind me.
Oh no, not that one.
Don't know the words. I know the tune, but I don't know the words.
Hi.
One second, I'm singing. Love machine.
Takes me back to karaoke days, Chris.
Do you know what? I was thinking about that on the way into the studio just then. I thought, we've sung together.
We have. We did a bit of Oasis.
What did we do? What did we sing?
Roll with it.
Oh, that was a mess that night.
It was a very messy night.
It was good,
great.
But it was a mess.
What we were all messy.
No, everybody.
Messy.
Everybody
the best
was
one.
A mess.
The best one. Best Girls Aloud song.
No. I think Promise.
No.
Really?
You're wrong.
I think Promise.
Do you know what?
Kimberly says the same.
It's my favourite game.
Yeah.
Asking girls from Girls Aloud what their favourite Girls Aloud song is.
What's all the answers been?
Promise.
Promise, see?
And, or go... Because everyone actually assumes... Kimberly goes... I bet you like Love Machine.
I
Love Machine. And I'm like, Biology, actually.
Can I just say, you know when you came on like sounding hungover? I love you too. You know when you came on this morning sounding really hungover? You sounded like Ozzy Osbourne. You know when you're going...
That's what I sound like.
Kind of constipated Ozzy Osbourne, but
well,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what that sounds like. But thanks for sharing.
That's all right.
I'm glad that you do. So, hello, Sarah Harding.
Hello, Chris Morsey.
You haven't been on the show for ages.
It's been a while, but I've been listening. I was listening to you every morning when I was getting up at crack of dawn to do St. Trinian's in the car. And when you had your camera on, you know, and I was watching you in the mornings. And
really?
I even sent you a little message saying, go on, do Strictly.
I'm not doing Strictly.
No, I know that, but there was a rumour you were. And I was saying, go on, get in your light sight sequin suit and that.
No.
But you never replied. Did you think I was a sort of stalker?
Why did you send me a message?
I sent you a message one morning. I put on my computer in my trailer and I sent you a message because you're all talking about you doing Strictly.
Ah.
And I thought, go on then, put on your all-in-one.
I ain't doing it. I've got a career. I'm not doing it.
You could have been in the final.
Maybe next year I might be doing it.
I might be begging them to put me on.
Don't.
Sarah Harding.
So, good to see ya.
And you.
I'm really well, thank you.
You look great.
Thank you.
You know, and not
refreshed.
In a pervy way. You look in a nice way.
Yeah.
You look great.
Reserve the perv, Chris. I've reserved the perv.
Park it.
I can't guarantee it won't come out at some point, but, you know, I'll try. The perv, obviously, I'm not being... Pervy? What? Hang on, that doesn't work.
You should think of a parody with Perv, Reserve the Perv.
All right.
We should do that later. It could take a day.
It's a duet.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, baby, you're so hot. Hey, Reserve the Perv. I know. We'll do it for the second album.
Yeah. We've done worse records.
Yeah, you'll be available. We'll get you in. You won't be busy. All right, let me talk to you about... We've got lots of things to talk to you about.
Yeah.
The movie and everything and your song.
Loads.
Girls Aloud, don't split up.
We aren't. I was just saying that, actually, to your colleague. People keep saying, right, so when are you coming back? And I'm just thinking, do you know what? We haven't actually talked about that. We're not gone forever. It's just that we're all doing our own little things.
Don't leave it too
long. It's just getting a little bit kind of tedious.
It's got to be next year, though, sure.
Everyone's saying next year. We are going to sit down and have a little chat before Christmas and decide how next year's panning out for us all separately. And then, probably later next year, I reckon. But, you know, it's not forever.
Did you tour this year?
Yeah, we did tour.
Did you see it? I'll watch it on T4. It'll be on over Christmas or something. There's always a Girls Aloud.
You missed the Sky one then, didn't you?
You should have seen it
in HD. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to be good. Don't start telling me about your live shows. You're stood there in pyjamas or whatever, in knickers and bras. It's way too much for me.
Knickers and bras?
It is. What's that? Dude, you did a show.
It gets very hot on stage, you know. You do wear, like, small outfits, but it's just quicker to do quick changes that way, and it's hot, aren't there?
Yeah.
Just practical, though.
Sure.
Yeah,
That's what it is.
It's practical, yeah. It's not pervy.
Sure.
No.
No, not thinking about it.
Reserve the perv.
Reserve the perv, Chris!
But make sure your Girls Aloud do something next year. Don't let it slip.
We might do something then.
And you have to do something.
Will you get involved if we do? Why don't we do a charity single with you?
Because you know that half the girls find me odd, so it's never going to happen.
Half?
Yeah, it's only only about half.
It's less than half, I think.
Oh, let's not go there.
I'm not going there. I'm really not.
Okay.
And you know, I hope that one day Nicola and I would.
Oh, stop it!
No.
I think you and Kimberly are friends now.
I think you, Kimberly, and Cheryl are all friends, aren't you? You've been up the old mountain.
I think Cheryl kind of tolerates me a bit more now.
Did she not tolerate you on the mountain then?
No, it's fine on the mountain because there's nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to run.
Nowhere to go. You got to get on with everybody.
Yeah. Was that hard?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about that. We talked about that to death.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
We didn't even go. It was all filmed at Pinewood. It was all a lie.
On blue screen.
Yeah. Seriously. No, but do, I know you, because you're panning with Nicola, so send her my love.
Yeah, she's my little party pal, yeah. But I've got a kind of, like, I'm not really very mobile at the moment, am I, so...
Because you broke your foot.
I've broken a bone in my foot, but I'm still hobbling, but I do look like the sort of love child from RoboCop with the thing that they've given me, so I've kind of not put that on this morning, naughtily, but...
Naughtily? Nice.
Naughtily.
That's what a nice word.
It's a new word.
Naughtily.
Yeah, I don't like wearing it so that much.
Break a bone in your foot?
Last week, the day before the premiere, funnily enough.
When that happens,
yep.
Do you notice straight away because the pain is ridiculous?
Kind of, yeah. Well, I was just like, ooh, this isn't right.
Is it like a metatarsal?
You make me giggle, you do.
Like the footballer's break.
It's called, yes, it's the fifth metatarsal, otherwise known as dancer's fracture.
Oh, hello. Sounds like an album track.
If you want it in layman's terms, yes. I did hobble down the carpet a little bit, and I was, I had my strap on. I mean,
on your foot. Yeah, on your foot.
I have to leave the studio, Dave. I have to go.
It's all too much now.
Oh, please.
Stop it. Reserve the curb, Chris.
Okay, fine.
That wasn't a cue for that music.
Fine. And so does it hurt now?
It's not too bad in the mornings because it's obviously been up all night sleeping.
Sure.
Stop it.
I know the feeling.
Stop it.
You are bringing out the worst in me.
It's not me. It's not me.
Look, I'm going all red.
You're going red.
It's been up all night sleeping.
Sarah.
Stop it.
All right.
Okay.
So when will it? How long does it take to heal?
About 6 weeks. 6 to 8 weeks. That means, like, yeah, I can't really wear a pair of heels at the moment, which is a pain in the bum.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's terrible.
Oh, I hate the flat shoes.
So yeah, I'm kind of stuck in Uggs or my RoboCop boot.
Nice.
So I'm gonna have to cut back on like all my festivities, I think.
Well, you seem a bit of a changed girl, Sarah.
Because I'm a country bumpkin these days.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm living in the country. I've got a dog, two cats, an Arga.
God.
It's great.
An Arga, that's that catalogue shop.
That's Argos.
Right.
An Arga is one of those posh cookers like Fern Cotton's got.
Oh,
are they the ones that are on all the time?
Yeah, it's lovely. My dog sleeps next to it, so he loves it. So I've been having fun dressing up my dog as well. I've got him the funniest little outfit. Does this sound like cruelty to animals? Because I would never take him out in Well, I've got him a little hoodie outfit with an eye bone on the back. It's got like a hoodie like with like earphones and stuff. And I've also got one which is like he looks like he's wearing a prison outfit. So when he's behind the baby gate in the kitchen, he looks like he's in prison and he's got a little hat on his back and white.
He's got speakers in the hood of his...
No, he's got a hoodie with an eye bone, it's called, like, just, you know, like, painted onto it, so he looks like proper, you know, like, gangster.
Like dogs do.
Like dogs do.
Yeah.
He's a bulldog, he's like, yeah, well, he's French.
Okay, you haven't changed at all, sorry. I'll take it back. They're still bloody crackers.
Yeah.
And you've got a baby gate in...
I've got a baby gate to stop him running all over the house, because he likes my makeup, you see, he eats my makeup. When he goes upstairs, he finds my eyeshadow. I think he's closet camp, you know.
Right.
And he never goes to my shoes, always dog. Goes to makeup slightly, yeah. He nice. Always gets my eyeshadow. He likes licking all my eyeshadow.
Well,
yeah.
What's the dog's name?
Claude. He's French.
He's not French.
It's French. He's a French bulldog.
What?
Claude.
I don't get dog owners. I really
do. Why?
Because you're weird.
No, they're not. I should have brought him in. He would have loved
it. No, we don't like dogs.
Why?
No. I'm scared of dogs.
Yeah.
You like munters.
No, we just don't like dogs. Full stop.
Montez.
Yeah, I was just thinking that when you were talking about curries earlier. Montez, they've got one in London. I've seen a few.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
All right, leave me alone. That means nothing to anyone who's just switched on the game. Montez? Who's a Montez?
I tell you what, it shows how early you got in this morning.
I know, I've been listening.
So
homework.
What time did you get up?
5:30 5:15 actually.
Like
I had to come from Buckinghamshire, so I didn't want to be late because I know that what you're like, you're well known for kicking people off.
That's not true. Yes, it is.
Would you kick me off, Chris? I thought you loved me.
So, you know when I look into your eyes.
You need some Barry White in the background, dude.
I'm doing it. I'm doing.
That's not Barry White.
I'm trying my best.
Yeah, no, but what you need is like.
You, Sarah.
Yeah, baby.
You know when I look at you.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Get that dog out of here. I mean, the dog, not you.
Okay.
do you live with your man now?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah. Right. He's in London quite a lot, though, because he DJs.
Yeah,
he's a fellow DJ.
Yeah, whatever. Hi, are you all happy with him, are you? Yeah, great.
Interview terminated at 8:25.
Oh, fascinating.
Bar humbug. Yeah. Where's your Christmas spirit, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're not still on camera, are you?
Two lots. No, I don't.
Where's the webcam gone?
It's gone, luckily.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I'd love to have that back.
I didn't mind.
I quite enjoyed watching you at that time in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't mind the cameras, but when they were on last week, they're on during the records, and it's like you can't.
You look really bored in between. You're like that.
I tell you what, we don't look as bored as Scott Mills' show. I watched about that the other week, and I'm like watching it with Rachel going. It looks like they don't even talk to each other.
But was that when the mics were on during the songs? Because they couldn't talk. They were so nervous at what they were going to say.
They sat in silence, weren't they? Mm.
So when the records were on...
You're not really supposed to watch a radio show, are you? You're supposed to listen.
This show is great to watch.
Well, it is, because, you know, you got people like, you know, you and Comedy Dave.
And sometimes we have really, like, cute guests coming on the show. Not all
like
the time.
Who? Alexandra Burt was quite good, wasn't she? Yeah.
Alexandra Burt, was she on the show?
Yeah, she was a good guest.
It was her birthday.
Yeah,
she's quite a good crack, isn't she?
Mm. She's quite a good crack.
Yeah, I know, we've got a bit of Irish in me coming out there.
Pink was entertaining.
Pink
was good.
Yeah. When are you having Joe on? Little Joe, X Factor Joe.
He was on the phone yesterday.
I heard.
Coming in tomorrow.
Oh, bless him, he's so sweet.
Do you want to come and work on the show? You seem to listen more to this show than Alan.
I'm not up this early every day, don't get me wrong. I am a night owl still. It's just because it's still dark when I get up to come and do these early mornings. So therefore, my brain still thinks it's night. Mm. So therefore, it's easier because I'm a night owl. I don't do daytime.
Sarah was explaining this to me earlier, that she feels it's easier to get up in the morning if it's still nighttime.
Like 6 a.m, it's still dark. It's actually easier than getting up at 9.
Sarah said it's easier to get up at 6 than it is to get up at 8. And I'm like, she goes, do you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah, no.
I don't know what she means. I'll be honest. I didn't have a clue.
I'm a night owl. My mum thinks I'm a vampire. I should have really been in that True Blood or the other thing with the fit lad in it. What's he called? Pattinson.
Yeah, our whites. Our Pats.
I would imagine spending 24 hours with Sarah Harley must be exhausting.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Then don't.
For what?
Hang on, write
ITV?
It down.
What?
Is that what ITV, is that what you're saying?
G-MTV? Is it a rival thing, though?
I've no idea.
Right, rivals.
Oh,
I've said it now, too, like MTV.
ITV.
24 hours with on MTV, yeah. But, they don't, like, literally come for 24 hours and, like, sit and, like, you know, follow me to the loo and follow me to, like, watch me sleep.
What was that with you? What, just you?
It was me and Claude and Tommy and me doing some of the St. Trinians, the last few sort of seasons in St. Trinians. And,
they follow you.
They follow you around for, like, 24 hours, basically just 2 days from, like, first thing in the morning when I arrived on set to, like, right at the end for 2 days.
And wherever you go, they're following you?
Yeah, apart from the toilet, obviously.
Sure, obviously.
And, like, yeah.
Even I wouldn't go in there.
Where? The toilet?
The toilet, would you? No, I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially not afterwards.
You're such a gentleman.
I got asked to do a show. There was a TV show on ITV, which only lasted for one series, and I got asked to do it. And the idea was you spend 24 hours in a room with a guy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah,
one.
Who was
didn't
that?
Didn't that guy, Bobby Brown, nearly kill someone?
Yes.
And it was a really odd show, and they asked me to do it, and I was like, I don't think I want to do it.
No, that sounds like sheer hell. I don't want people around for 24 hours, man.
No, and then you go
them.
There, it's like a set of a flat.
You can't escape, can you?
I'd kill them, yeah. I'd kill them sheerly just by annoying them. I'd be like public enemy number one. I'd get that annoying. I can't shut up, can I?
No, but it's it helps on the radio.
I'd talk them to death.
Yeah, but the fella'd be like that for an hour. Do you know what? Let me out. Let me out now.
I'd be scaring them off.
Please, let me out.
I've had enough.
What was that Sarah Harding like? After an hour,
she
I
shut up.
She talked about her bloody dogs.
But do you know, the funny thing is, I either talk a lot when I'm around people, or when I'm quite tired, I don't really talk at all. I'm one extreme or the other.
Good.
Do you have a song?
Well, we're going to do the news.
Oh, okay, do
and
the
then
news.
We're going to play this.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. That's a first, isn't it?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, don't sound too excited.
No, because it's not me doing solo, but it is from the soundtrack. I did a song on the soundtrack for St. Trin's.
This is your first song.
And I've done a few soundtracks, actually.
I knew that. Yeah, of course I did. Hello.
But yeah, this is my first kind of poignant one, I suppose, because I'm in the film as well.
Excited?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. You've not even seen the film yet, Chris?
Well, no, I tell you what, I don't take this the wrong way. No, hang on, there's a good reason. I haven't seen the second one, because I haven't seen the first.
Yeah, and you don't need to.
Oh, right, fine, okay.
You need to watch them in order to know what the plot is.
No, I watched Hellboy 2 before I watched Hellboy 1, and it doesn't make a pit of difference. So
yeah,
you can
but Back to the Future 2 would really confuse
Oh, yeah, but that's not Back to that's something else.
Okay.
And you know.
And Star Wars was technically episode 4.
Yeah, 5 and 6, yeah, and then 1, 2 and 3.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I like a girl who knows a bit of Star Wars.
Mm.
But that's probably where it ends, though, right?
Mm-hmm. The force is strong. I have a joke about that, but I can't remember it, and I always give away the end of the joke before I get there, so I'm not going to do it.
That's good. Yeah, jokes work when you do the punchline first and then go, oh, no, hang on, that's not it.
That's the sort of thing that I would do.
May the force be with you.
No, that's not it. It's something better than that, about something to do with the light side and the dark side, and if there's two sides to the force, why didn't Darth join the light side? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
do you know what? Bail out, love. You're right. But what you've done there is what girls do, which is you've gone, I have a joke about it, but I can't remember it, so I'm not going to tell you it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something about, and then you just told us.
Yeah, I know.
So you've now ruined it. Sarah Harding, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got a really good one about Chinese food, but I'll tell you that off air.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, there's the dark soy sauce and the light soy sauce. And which side do you put it on?
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I'm getting one off Tommy, that's so bad.
I don't want to hear him. Hang on, don't want to hear him. Sake. We're still on, yeah.
Right, okay.
We're still on. So we take headphones off, we're still on. Don't say anything.
Anything.
Oh, you ruined too late now. Right, let's get the news report. 8:32.
8:35 now.
According to the newspapers today, Dominic.
Yeah.
Sarah Harding has said she'll still be partying over Christmas with her fella.
What? Mm. Where does it say that?
The festive elf told us. That's what it said.
The festive elf.
I don't care what I do, as long as I'm with Tom. He makes the decisions and I follow him around.
Yeah,
as long
right.
as I get to go home with him, I'm happy.
What a load of
beep! That's probably what you said.
I've never said that. He doesn't make decisions anyway. I make decisions. I've got the trousers. Sorry.
I reckon he makes the sensible decisions.
I'm a bossy girlfriend. Very bossy.
I bet you're a nightmare.
I am a bit of a nightmare. I'm pretty high maintenance.
What?
Yeah, I'm quite highly strung. Do you think? Do you think I was quite laid back?
No.
No. See, that's what was really hard for me in the film, because I had to play a really laid-back, moody kind of character, which is, I mean, when I don't smile, I mean, I look like really...
Yeah, but everyone looks like that.
I scowl a lot through the film, and that's really like the opposite of me, except kind of just got the whole rock chicken image going on, which was kind of similar to me, but everything else wasn't. I was just moody. I mean, I can be moody.
How was Ricky Wilson?
Oh, he's so sweet. He's such a sweetheart. He's a friend of yours as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I actually thought he was better. He's a really good little actor. He's really good in the scene where you pull up. I thought I was
cracking. What does he say? Can you remember what the lines are? It's something like, call me babes.
Call me babes. Yeah, love you. Yeah.
What, is that Ricky's line or your line?
That's Ricky's.
Right. It's your first scene, isn't it?
It's my first scene, yeah. I come off the tour bus and Ricky's like, obviously, I've been like a bit of a bit of a groupie girl, you know, likes hanging out with bands, and I get off the bus and then Ricky's like, yeah, call me babe, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That's what I was like when I got off the Girls Aloud tour bus.
Yeah.
And Nadine's going, yeah,
call me,
and I'm like, no.
Harry.
Just drop me off at the services where there's a Mackie D's. That's how we all met.
That's how you roll.
I feel very lucky. I've had a night in a pub with Sarah Harding.
We've had a very good fun night, didn't we?
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
It's a long time ago. I think we both got a bit drunk.
Weren't you late for your own show again?
No, what do you mean?
The next day, couldn't they get hold of you? Could they? Because I remember listening in.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No, they've always got hold of me, and I've never been late.
You overslept. I remember.
No, I didn't.
It's so rare.
He's never late, is he?
Dominic, tell her this.
No, he doesn't ring from taxis or anything like that, does he? On the way in,
he's never done that ever.
No. Well, at least I've never fallen out of China White's drunk.
I've never fallen out of China White's drunk because I never went.
Oh, well, wherever it is, the the bar club or whatever it is, wherever you bungalow whatever
you
go.
You're so like, you know, yesterday, dude.
Seriously, just go to the pub.
I do go to the pub. I've got a really good pub just up the road from me, actually, in Bucks. There's some really nice hikers and bikers places. I might do when I retire. I wouldn't mind doing that because me and Tommy love to cook, and we like to like. I used to pull pints before. I've done all that as well and serve food and stuff.
Do I like about Sarah? I don't know if you know. So Sarah doesn't finish a sentence. Oh, do you know what I might do? Because I used to work in the pub before the dinner, and then but Tom and I love to cook because what we do, we go into the kitchen, we love to, because food is brilliant. And in fact, there's a shop near me.
Do you know
so
what?
It's the most amazing, because now I've moved house and everything. I moved out to the Commonwealth Tower, was just getting a little bit too much. And I was constantly thinking about where to pass. So anyway, a friend of mine said to me, well, she's recently moved across. Do you know what I mean?
Take a breath. I know. Do you know what it is? It's 7 years of being in a girl band when you've got to like split the conversation five ways of having to hold it in. It's all coming out now.
You say five ways. I can't see Kimberly jumping in.
I love.
That's basically it.
Oh, stop it. But yeah, you mean Tommy decided, we were talking food before, Celebrity Come Dine With Me. How funny is that? With Roy Walker on it.
That's
I love
brilliant.
Roy Walker.
Would you do it?
And I found it hilarious, and me and Tommy really want to do a celebrity couple come dine with me kind of thing, like with couples. So
all girls allowed.
Yeah, because we all like a bit of a cook-off, and we have a bake-off when we're getting ready for a tour sometimes in rehearsal.
A bake-off.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A bake-off. I do lemon meringue pie sometimes, or flapjacks, and Kimberly does her fairy cakes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
She brings excellent. Much more to us than meets the eye, Chris.
Put my name down for a bit of that.
All right, Roy.
Hang on. Is that Roy?
That's Roy.
He's a legend.
I love you.
I love you, T.
Give me a hug.
I would if you were here.
Oh, yes,
I'm
please.
I'm not very good at accents, no, am I?
It was a bit where he asked Natasha Hamilton to stand outside the door so that
know,
ladies
I
could
heard.
See her. It was genius.
She looks lovely.
Have you ever seen a grown man totally naked?
Well, just leave it, Roy. Mm. Don't ignore him.
I used to love him on Catchphrase.
Well, there you go.
It's great, but it's not the right answer.
That's right.
Wicked.
Okay, I'm running out of conversation.
Have you seen Sarah's movie, Roy?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Oh,
how rude!
Oh, stop it! Actually, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Who?
But you're saying I'm too old to be a schoolgirl, don't you think? Rupert's got a little bit too much manhood to be a woman. Don't you think it's all a little bit tongue in cheek?
No. Next question.
Next.
It's all meant to be a bit of fun, man. Who cares how old we are?
Seriously, you're pushing 40.
Oh, come
40
on, wind your neck in.
You're still at school.
Pushing
What's going
40?
On?
What are you talking about? I'm nearly 50. I just look good.
I know. It's all them facelifts you've had.
I know. I was going to say something really rude then.
No,
but
don't.
I'm not
allowed. No, thank you for What do you think, Dominic?
Yes, I do.
He's not even paying the slightest bit of attention.
Dominic's upstairs in the Newsbeat studio, and I've been waiting for him to take his headphones off and move away from the microphone before I dragged him back. But you can go now.
Carrie's just gone to the toilet, and she's just said the expression, "I'm going to let the dog see the rabbit." What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, that sounds a bit ominous.
It doesn't it? That's
Is that
I
a country term?
Well, I don't know. I'd never heard it before. I thought, okay, well, you go and sort out your dogs and rabbits, and I'll stay here for
Okay.
a minute.
I like the fact he's got some tinsel on his mic, and you
like
haven't.
That?
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't
what's
it?
What's going on? Where's the Christmas spirit in this studio?
Christmas tree behind
you.
Oh, hang on. Let's have a look.
Yeah, great big fat Christmas tree.
It's only got a few. Can I nick your lights? So I haven't got any lights.
No, white lights is what you need, by the way. Not coloured.
I know, the other ones, yeah.
It's white lights.
Tacky.
Oh,
vision dreams.
Oh, I like that. And the twinkle, they've got to twinkle.
There's a nice festive health and safety notice on our Christmas tree as well, but just behind you, Sarah.
Oh, please do not adjust the flashing of the lights. The fast settings may affect viewers with photosensitivity epilepsy.
There you go.
Welcome to the BBC.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're not allowed to have flashing Christmas tree lights in case it gives people watching on the webcams a fit. Which,
on
you
the
know,
webcams?
Yeah.
I thought they weren't even on.
They're not anymore.
Well, they're not.
It's for last
get
week.
Them flashing.
Do you know what? Get them flashing. Come on, Sarah. Let's get flashing, girl. Come on.
Go on, Chris. I dare you.
On,
what?
Chris.
Go on, Chris.
I'll flash it.
You're looking good.
My boobs are a little bit smaller. They're not what they used to be. I've lost it a little bit. I'm
Can
down
you still lick your nipples?
No, but my back's gone.
Is that what you were doing in the pub last time you were out?
That's what we were doing. Sarah was going, no, not like that, like this.
Hey!
That was when she still spoke with a northern accent before she went all actory.
Shut up, man.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
I do not talk. They do. I'm not that thesp. I mean, I love acting and I love singing.
I remember you when you were rough. You know, when you're a bit of a roughen, and now you're all posh and that.
You can take the girl out of Stockport, but you can't take the Stockport out of the girl.
You can. No, that's not the phrase. You can take the girl out of Stockport, and you can also give her elocution lessons and make.
I haven't had elocution lessons.
Put her out in the country with her aga and a Tom DJ man and a dog and a baby.
Bitter.
I just flashed Sarah.
Ooh.
That's right.
Yeah, you're not getting the same.
It's all right. I want to see your saggy things. Thank you very much. Right, so we're going to play a song.
The cheeky swine.
With Sarah. No, they look in that bra, they look good, though.
It's a very good bra.
In and up. That's how you do them. That's how you make them look.
Yeah.
They're not saggy.
They should get man bras.
On the... I don't need one. So, very natural. You feel uncomfortable yet, Dave?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I am.
You want to see my bra?
No.
Okay, fine. So, Sarah has done a track for the Centrinians to The Legend of Fritton's Gold, which is out on Friday, starring Rupert Everett, Colin Firth, David Tennant, Gemma Arterton, and Sarah Harding. And Sarah's recorded a track for the soundtrack, which is called Too Bad. Should we play it?
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, I get embarrassed.
We haven't got time. Too Bad.
No. Oh, very funny.
Here she is. You ready?
No.
Yeah, should be Sarah. Sarah Harding there, and Too Bad for the Centrinians. great. Nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah?
I really like that.
I'm my own worst critic.
Are you releasing it, or is it just for the album?
No, just for the soundtrack. A few people have been saying, is that your solo stuff? And I said, no, not really. I mean, if I was going to go solo, I'd probably go a little bit more sort of hardcore than that. Probably a bit more full on.
Hardcore. You know the score.
I knew you were going to do that. D&B, baby. I know. I used to love drum and bass.
I used to.
I still do actually love drum and bass.
Did you mention the
drum tree? I'm really eclectic.
I like the drum, less the bass.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love a bit of everything.
And we know that.
No, see, everything I say, you twist.
The film comes out on Friday, Centrinians 2. You don't need to have seen Centrinians 1, Sarah says.
You don't need to, no.
It's like a catch-up.
The second one's, I think the second one's actually, dare I say it, probably, I think it's actually better. I think it's a bigger production, I suppose, and it's very funny as well.
I don't know why anybody wants to go see a movie with a load of really, really sexy girls wearing uniforms and not much running around with
Reserve the perv, Chris.
Mm. Oh, hello. That's what the film's about, isn't it? It's just like, it's the only thing missing is Benny Hill.
It's not meant to be all perverted for like people like you to go and watch it.
Well, no, whoa. Sorry. You're the one running around like a schoolgirl.
Yeah, but I know, but it's all part of the fun of it. It's not because we're thinking, ooh.
It's fine. No, it's all the
someone's going to have a perv. Maybe, some people will. But it's kind of, you know, it's aimed at a younger audience as well.
Right. Did Tom ever make you keep the outfit on when you went home? That's a yes.
No!
That's such a yes.
No, we did not.
Let me in the eye.
I have my own personal collection. I'm joking. No. I was so bored of those outfits by the end of the film, I couldn't tell you. I nearly swore.
Did you not ask? Pants.
No, well, kind of.
He's not
but
a proper
no,
man.
I was so bored of the outfits, seriously. When you're wearing them from like 6 in the morning right through to about 7 o'clock at night, for about 12, 13 hours every day, you kind of had enough, to be honest. Enough.
I find that.
Yeah.
So go and see the movie, which opens on Friday. Why don't you treat yourself this weekend? Sarah plays the part of Roxy.
Are you reading a bio, though?
No, it's all in my head. She's she's an indie chick, and she arrives at Centrinians off the tour bus, where Kaiser Chief Ricky goes, call me babes, or write me, or whatever. Love you. And she goes, why, Mum? Because she plays like a cool girl who doesn't really care. And then she's embraced by the Centrinians people.
Right.
Yeah. I just kind of, Roxy just thinks he's a bit too... Stop, what's that?
That's Steve's chewing gum.
That sounds like a ferret. Right. she just plays something, she thinks she's too cool for school, and she just doesn't really want to get into any gang. You know, you've got the emos, you've got the posh totty, you've got the geeks, ecos, and all that lot. And I'm kind of like, I don't really want to be
anyone. Don't play that noise.
What noise?
What noise?
That noise.
I can't hear anything.
That sounds disgusting.
It's geese.
It's Chris. Geese.
What
it's
it is,
geese.
It's geese.
It's geese.
It's geese.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go see
the chewing gum.
You've completely put me off now.
So that track was called Too Bad from the soundtrack, which is out this week, by the way.
Okay.
And it has three tracks from Sarah Harding on.
It does.
Have you got the CD there?
I have one for you here. There you go.
Let me have a look. See what else is on it.
He's got Florence and the Machines on there. I love Florence and the Machine. Kiss with a fist.
Kiss what?
Kiss with a fist.
Kiss with a fist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love that tune.
A track from Saturdays on it?
Yeah, Saturdays. There's the band from St. Trinian's, which play the actual band.
Oh.
Notice how they've spelt it, band.
Yeah, as in...
I know.
Double-N-E-D.
Very clever.
That's clever.
And there's Girls Aloud.
Yes, there is.
Doing I Predict a Riot.
Yeah, live at Wembley.
Live at Wembley.
Yeah. I love it when you play live tracks. It's like My Waste album live. You can hear all the crowd just like cheering in the background. It's
which
great.
Which one that is? The Familiar to Millions, that one?
The red cover.
No, it's like got a bit of everything on. I don't remember. I lose all my CD cases. Mm. Well, Tommy loses them all, actually. So if there's I need some CDs.
Hang on, he's a DJ, isn't he? What's that all about? He can't be losing CD cases.
No, he has those sleeves where he sticks them all
that's
in.
That's what you need for Christmas.
Is that a picture of you?
Me.
Wow, hubba bubba.
I haven't actually seen inside
there. Michelle Pfeiffer going on there, Hardin.
See, I like being all kind of like messed up for like TV roles.
Oh, trust me, you're messed up.
No, but you know, like with the hair being all straggly and covered in mud and like that kind of stuff. I kind of like to get into a different kind of zone. Don't want to be all glamorous. I want to be, if anything, I'd love to play a baddie and be like, you know, or a complete psycho. Wouldn't have to try really, would I?
Not really.
Let's put some like makeup on you and stuff.
But you know, I just kind of like to look really like,
yeah,
where I don't look like myself kind of thing.
I think we all like to look a bit meh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was that. Right, so that's the movie. That's the soundtrack. That's the song.
We laugh.
What else have we got to talk about? Right, let me go through some
of
your
recent... I think I'm all talked out. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
Yeah. Where's your notes? Let's have a look.
Go on, then.
Sarah's revealed that Girls Aloud may split for good.
I can't say that word online.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Sarah said... I might come across as confident when I'm on stage, but that's my mask. When I'm around people, you can't shut me up. I'm a people person.
I'm a social animal.
I'm very hyper. I've got a low attention span. I'm a control freak. I've definitely got a bit of OCD too. That's a great quote.
I've definitely got all that. I keep calling it OCDC.
Have you got that? Have you got a bit of
OCDC? Yeah, I've definitely got a bit of OCD. If you open up my fridge, you've got like, you know, all the sort of the cheese and the butter and everything dairy related goes on that shelf. And then anything sort of drink related, soft drink and juices goes on that shelf. Hams go on that shelf.
Do you have...
Salad goes in that drawer.
Are you obsessed with cleaning your hands and stuff with that antiseptic stuff?
I do have some in my handbag, but I only put it in there yesterday.
And she puts it all the time, and like if she touches a door handle and then she'll put that stuff on there.
I get a bit funny about touching the, you know...
Do you press the button at the crossing?
I don't remember the last time.
You use your knuckle, don't you?
Do zebra crossings.
I use my knuckle or try and correct.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a bit weird like that.
And obviously, cross is quite like
never
that.
Eat peanuts in a bar. Out of a bowl.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a well-known one.
Never do
and
that.
Never eat yellow snow.
No.
Never do
or
that.
Or yellow peanuts.
No, or yellow peanuts.
Or jalapenos.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried those wasabi nuts, right? Me and when we were on tour a couple of years ago, we were stood at the bar and we had a wasabi nut eating contest. That was very funny.
Blow your head off.
Yeah, we managed to put about 10 in our mouths each and see who could hold them in our mouths the longest. I won.
Wow, I want to go out with you. What a girl. Sarah, love, we got to go. I won't go quickly. I'm going to win. I am not moving. Sarah, love, it's 10 to 1.
Great.
I don't care. Oh!
His eyes were streaming. It was hilarious.
Wow. Okay, look, let's play your record because we need to.
Yeah.
Because it's 5 to 9 in the morning. And then.
Is it?
Yeah. What are you doing after this?
I've got to go to dentist and then I've got to go.
Go to the dentist. But just a checkup or you?
Checkup,
everything all right?
Everything's all right. Say okay. And then I've got a meeting. And then that's kind of me done, really. I can't really do any Christmas shopping because I'm hobbling around at the moment.
Do you have people to do that for you?
No. And do you know what? Everyone's going, just do it online. I'm like, do you know what? I really don't like the idea of doing it online because you don't really get to see what you're buying.
Yeah, you need to
and it could be like look really big online and be really small in real life.
Right, yeah.
Christmas present.
It's like that lion that I got online. It looked massive on the computer screen. Yeah. And when I got
it's deceiving, is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, look, let's play a record and then get your breath back and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay.
All right. Sarah Hardin is here. St. Trinian's 2's movie opens Friday and the soundtrack is out this week. What?
Is this...
What?
I thought it was something else.
What, this song?
It's Green Day.
No, it's Green Day. It's Green Day. Hey, Green Day and Know Your Enemy on Radio 1.
That was lucky. You nearly missed the cue then.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Chris, what a really good sport Sarah is. It just proves you never believe what the papers say.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Peter. And do you know what, Chris? After listening to Sarah, I like her now.
Oh, cheers.
Nice girl. Down to earth.
Not just sure how to take that, but nice one. Thanks.
That's from Chip Dog from Portishead.
All right, thanks, Chip Dog.
Cheers. Chip Dog.
Chip Doggy Dog.
Yeah.
He'll probably hate me again now.
Oh, they're not all complimentary, some are saying.
Oh, don't want to know. I would rather not know. It's the best way to live.
She needs to take a chill pill.
I know, but it's early and I'm hyper and I've had coffee.
Yeah, you have. Listen, good look at the dentist. I hate the dentist.
But no, I don't mind.
Oh, okay, fine. When you get all your teeth... What?
What are you doing? What are you fiddling with?
I'm turning my headphones down.
Why? Am I too loud now?
Just relax.
I'm all right. God. Okay, you talk for a while then.
That's nice.
I've just got an image of you two in an evening. you talk. No, your turn.
We'd make a great couple,
wouldn't we?
Oh, that's a TV show in the making.
See me and Tommy, we're like, honestly, we bicker. It's real love hate. Be like you and me, Chris.
Does he talk a lot or is he quiet?
How can he talk a lot? How can he get a bloody word in?
I'm just wondering. He speaks when he's addressed.
Right. does he answer pre-arranged questions?
Yeah. Right. Don't. You'll kill me for
the things he doesn't need to answer because we've established Sarah doesn't finish a sentence.
I go off on a tangent. I know.
Do you want to go for dinner tonight? Because I was thinking maybe we'd go for it. Although they have opened that new Indian. Although if we're going to make it in India, I could actually make something. Do you fancy? I could make some pasta because I've got that pasta machine.
Do you know?
I tell you what. We'll go for a pizza. We'll go for a pizza. Come on, hurry up.
I do that. I don't know why I do that. Because, you know, as I'm speaking, I'm kind of thinking out loud as well. And I just go off on one. I need to, seriously take... I'll probably just, like, collapse after this. I'll be like, ugh, used all my adrenaline and all my energy. And I'll be like, ugh. But I'm having fun.
Have you ever had therapy?
Physical.
More mental.
Well, that's why they call me Nut Nut.
Oh, I didn't think it was for that reason.
I'm not Harding, but not in a bad way. I'm not like, come on, I'm not malicious. I'm just a little bit loopy.
You're very funny. I like you. I like you a lot.
I'm just a bit quirky. I'm a bit kooky, but I wouldn't say I'm not a horrible person. No, I'm just a bit mental.
You know what? I find you a very warm-hearted person.
I am. And do you know what? Underneath all this, I'm very soft-hearted. Oh. But I'm very, very loud and very sort of talkative when around people, but I'm not always like this. So... You know.
She is, by the way. She's always like that.
I'm not. I am when I'm around you because you make me chuckle.
It's not me. I can't help it if I'm cute and funny and adorable. No, seriously.
Cute, funny, and adorable.
Of course.
Can I say he's got it all.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Just reserve the perp, Sarah. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want your
perp. Tables have turned.
Yeah, back off. He's taken.
Yeah. Just leave me alone.
But Chris.
Oh, stop it, Sarah. leave me alone. No, you make my skin crawl, Harding. God. All over me like a rash. Just control yourself.
Oh, Chris.
All right, fine, yeah. Give me a record. I'll put her along a record and we'll be fine. Right. Go and see Sarah's movie. Go and buy the soundtrack because it's got her three songs from Sarah on it. And have a nice Christmas.
Thank you. You guys too.
I'd love it to see you.
And you. Bye, Chris.
See you soon.
Will you come in with the girls when Girls Loud have a new album out?
Yeah, of course.
Me in the corner.
Bring all the
girls.
Yes,
of course, Alex.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Yeah, come back. Bring the other three girls. She won't come in. It was a joke. That was a joke.
Come on, let's not leave it on bad terms.
Can we have everyone in?
Come on. Let's just have everyone, the whole gang.
Just a joke.
Put the nice music on again. Do you know what you need to put on? That Loving You.
Yeah, you're in the wrong radio station, love.
No, but you should put that on instead of this weird sort of stuff you got.
Come back with all the girls.
Nice. Hallard wants to be in Girls Aloud.
Come back with all the girls. I'd love to be in Girls Aloud. Why do you...
You have to be nicer then. About us, all of us.
I'm nice about everyone. You know me.
Everyone?
Yep.
We'll get a live lounge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'd love to do that.
Yeah, you're separated
from
glass.
First thing in the morning. Yeah, they'd love that.
I want you to make a parody about one of our songs.
Okay. Well, record some blooming new ones then, and we will.
No, do one from an old one. I like the one you did of LaRue.
Do you like that one?
Yeah. Waterproof. And Nana Window. The Obama one was impossible. I was doing that on the way to St. Trinian's every morning. Have you got it?
Mm.
Can I have a quick listen? I know you want me to go. He's kicking me out now.
You can stay as long as you want. we'll just take the mic off you. Where is the... where is it?
Where did the Nana Window come from, by the way?
I don't know.
It was Carrie's gran.
We're talking about her gran sitting in the window, looking at the cars going past, and then we just started rapping over it.
Nana
Window. It's as silly as that.
Oh, this is the Obama.
That's
Nana Mindo.
Oh, Nana Mindo.
Obama.
Oh, hang on.
It's so hard, that Obama one.
It's easy. It's five syllables, okay?
Go on, it's wicked.
Barack Obama, 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 Barack Obama.
Oh, come on. How many times did you have to do that till you got it right?
It's easy.
You have a go.
No!
You,
no!
Have it in front of you and it's easier.
I need
can
it
I
written
that?
In front of me.
I think you'd be a natural.
I can't. Have you got it?
If it helps, Sarah, by the way.
Okay. Is that just around in circles?
On the album, we put the words in on the sleeve notes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can learn them.
You can learn the words.
Oh, good. So it's just that in a
just
loop.
Just that. Just keep going
loop.
Okay, you ready?
It's this.
I'll count you in. One,
do it with
two,
me.
Three, four.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama,
Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
It's too low for me.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
I can't take myself seriously enough to do that. I'm so, I like the music though. That's wicked. I might think of that for an album.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
All right, yeah, man. Right, Sarah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's
you're
been
more
wicked.
Than well. You can stay. It's fine.
I know. We'll I always have a laugh for you.
Just going to shut you up. And well, you don't see this link, so let's do that now. Oh. Sarah, have a nice Christmas.
Thank
have
you.
Nice
happy
Christmas.
Me.
Sarah Harding.
Bye.
She knows. She just needs to let herself go and have a laugh.
I know.
She's too uptight.
I know. That's the thing. Just
right, Dave. Last time we did see this link was yesterday. We played.